With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says he plans to keep running for re-election, even as some Democrats are openly calling for a change. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At last week's debate, the president triggered an avalanche of despair among Democrats with statements such as this.
On the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Donald Trump essentially voiced what many Americans were thinking. Even with some Biden allies urging him to withdraw from the 2024 race, the president and his team say they're pressing ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, political writer Bill Domenech says the Democrat Party power brokers have good cause to be very angry with mainstream media for downplaying the truth about Joe Biden's declining health, a strategy that obviously backfired during the debate.
Because if they had gotten an honest depiction of his quality of health, his quality of mind, then they never would have allowed him to get this far along in the process. They would have stood up and said, no, it's time for Joe to step away a year ago. And that's something that didn't happen because the media lied.
Domenech tells the Salem Radio Network the media's coddling of Biden came back to bite him and the party in the debate. New national divide emerging among states over whether to track sales by gun stores. California law taking effect Monday will require credit card networks to provide banks with special retail codes to assign the gun stores. Advocates hope it will help flag suspicious purchases. This is SRN News. TikTok goes all in when it comes to transgenderism.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. The judge says they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. Judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. This is SRN News. Traffic fatalities are down. Here's John Scott.
Fatalities declined about 3% in the first quarter, according to preliminary data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's the eighth straight quarterly decline in traffic fatalities. The NHTSA estimates that fatalities decreased in 30 states and Puerto Rico in the first quarter, while increases projected in 19 states and the District of Columbia compared with the same period a year ago. One state remained unchanged. John Scott reporting.
11 people have been hurt when an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field in Milwaukee. That followed the Brewers-Chicago Cubs game yesterday. Six people were hospitalized with non-threatening injuries, five others treated at the park. An official says the escalator's malfunction resulted in an increased downward speed. More details at SRNnews.com.